Father, we thank you tonight for the answered prayers. We thank you for your mighty presence in our midst. We celebrate you again and again. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. 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 Please get seated. Come thou into the ark, part 2. We read from our popular scripture, Malachi chapter 3, and beginning from verse 6. I am the Lord, I change not, therefore ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your father, ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto thee, saith the Lord. Return unto me, and I will return unto thee. And then he told them about tithes and offerings. And they said, but your words have been stout against me, verse 15. And we are, what have we spoken much against thee? Said that ye say that it is in vain that we serve the Lord. And what profit is it that we are walked before him mournfully before our God? And verse 16 said, but they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance is written before him for them that fear the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine. And see, there's a record. There is a fellowship that keeps them warm so they don't talk like others. Amen. They are not affected by the cold of the hour to speak unadvisedly with their tongues. And they shall be mine. He said the Lord had it. And a book of remembrance was written. It was recorded. And that day when I make up my joys, and I will spare them as a man spared his own son that served him. So those fellows that speak often one to another will be spared. They will be what? Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Now, you see, this passage points to the fact that it's not enough to be a giver and a tither. You must be a fellowshipper before you can be spared. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Now, I didn't write that. I wasn't there when it was written. It's not my opinion. That's God's word. You have to be in fellowship before you qualify to be spared. When God's riches begins to answer to the needs of mankind, it will answer to those who speak often one to another. What are they getting? They are gathering spiritual strength that instructs them on how to speak. Amen? And how, what to think. So they think differently and they speak differently. So they have a different experience. Can I hear your amen? So they have a different experience. Now please understand that they speak often, verse 16, one to another. They speak often, one to another. They speak often, one to another. So they don't speak like others speak because they are kept warm by fellowship. Their spiritual antenna was kept alive. They are not cold and lukewarm. They are hot for God. So they speak differently. When there is a casting down, they are the ones who say there is a lifting up. They don't just say it religiously. They say it because they mean it. Can I hear your amen? It's impossible to say there is a lifting up when there is a casting down. Except that you have a root inside you. You know, it is not all that you say that comes to pass. It's what you say without doubting it in your heart that comes to pass. Can I hear your amen? If all you say come to pass, then you can imagine what the world will look like today. He said, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast to the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. Not to doubt in your heart, there must be strength in your heart. Your inner man must have been strengthened spiritually to say it and stay with it. Can I hear your amen? Amen. But they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. Speak often one to another. That's why he said in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 21, 25, forsaking not the assembling together of one another, as some of you do, much more so as ye see the day approaching. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as ye see the day approaching. As you see these prophecies closing in on us, not forsaking the assembling together of one another, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, much more so as you see the day approaching. Much more so as you see the day approaching. Much more so as you see the day approaching. So it's important for us to know that our financial security requires an addiction to fellowship. Requires that. That's very important. And let me say this to strengthen you. Most people always use others' experiences to interpret scriptures. That's why they miss it. This man has been in fellowship. I have been in fellowship myself and nothing is happening. The reason is you didn't know and understand what fellowship offers. It is your understanding that determines the profits you draw from scriptural practice. He said, they that fell on good ground are those who receive the word of God and understanded it and go forth and bring forth fruit. Some hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. So your level of understanding is what determines the level of proofs and results that you obtain. If you go to fellowship without knowing what it offers, it won't deliver nothing. It will not deliver nothing. Just like tithing and offering, the word has been given that ever since the church began. But why are they not getting experiencing returns? Because they don't have an understanding that God is committed to responding. Can I hear your amen? I don't know how many of us have been in fellowship for years, but watch out, what will be the difference between now? They're different from now. They're different from now. It is not a religious association. It's a heavenly body. It's a spiritual family. It has untold benefits and profits for the saints. Think of it. In Ezekiel 47, we saw a river flowing from the altar. Ezekiel 47 verse 1 to 10. And everything that is around the course of that river is made to live. So spiritually, when we are gathered, there's a river flowing. And we are the trees of righteousness. So every one of us planted in fellowship, we are by that river. And blessed are they that sow beside all waters. They shall have great harvest, bringing forth their sheaves. So understand what I'm talking about. It's not enough to be there. You must have a spiritual understanding of what obtains there. 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 14 down to 20. In verse 16 and 17, 2 Kings 6, the servant of the prophet said, alas, master, what shall we do? Because he saw the mountain surrounded by the armies of the enemy. And he said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with us. They were there, but he didn't see them. So he was in fear. And then he prayed that his eyes be opened. And then he saw the mountain surrounded by horses of chariots of fire round about Elisha. And then he became confident. There are amazing forces present in fellowship. Many have never seen it, so they can't draw from it. Those forces will be there, and Elisha's prophet will have servant will have been destroyed. They didn't know they were there. Hello? He would have given into fear. Just like Job was surrounded by a wall of fire, but he didn't know. And so he lived in fear and was crushed. Many don't know what Zion carries. They are just there religiously, so they cannot tap realities from religion. Can I hear your amen? Hear this. There's a river flowing in Zion that makes it impossible for you to be a victim of dryness. So you will never experience dry season all through this drought. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. I said there shall be no dry season for your family. There shall be no dry season for your business. There shall be no dry season in your career. Because you are planted by the riverside. You are planted by the riverside. You are planted by the riverside. Every tree along a river course remains evergreen. How many agree with that? Every tree along a river course is evergreen. When you are planted in fellowship, you maintain an evergreen life. What do I call it? Evergreen life. Evergreen life. Evergreen life. Evergreen life. Today is one of my best days on this campus. One of my sons in the Lord, who is a professor here in the university, came out with some amazing discoveries and with tangible products to prove. And he said it was all inspirations he gathered. He's been here since 1995. Amen? Solid stuff. I was almost in tears watching those things on the table while we were meeting and he was making his presentation. Solid stuff. Everyone by the riverside remains green. You should expect greenness, not dryness. I told them in the second service the other time that Michael Faraday was only a lab attendant, but a church addict. Every time he got to town, he would first ask, where is the church in this town? He grew to become a preacher. A lab attendant became the envy of a professor. And he took over as a world-class scientist from a professor. Lab attendant took over from a professor. Not assistant lecturer. Lab attendant. Lab attendant. Lab attendant. Because everything by the riverside flourishes. Everything flourishes by the riverside. In this economy dry season, your family will flourish supernaturally, spiritually. Supernaturally, financially. Another great scientist, they call his name James Clerk Maxwell, a great physicist. Oh, that was a fellowship addict. When he would lead fellowship like this, the place would be vibrating. People believe more in his fellowship than even in his experiment because of the heat and the warmth of God's presence. At the age of 36, he became the world-renowned physicist. The leading physicist of the world at the age of 36. Everything along a river course flourishes. Not visiting the river course, planted there. Come and say planted there. Abba, planted there. Not sitting down before television when fellowship is going on and be watching AIT. Be watching Sky News. Be watching BBC. To bust your life. Don't need that. Fellowship is going on. No. Don't wait to be sick. Prevention is better than cure. To be sick. This is so important. Everything along a river course flourishes. That is why I know no member of this family will know any dry season all through this period. God specializes in his strategy of exemption. So watch out and take responsibility. Watch out and take responsibility. And they that fear the Lord speak often one to another. In the subject of prosperity, the first thing is return to me. Everybody say, return to me. That's what God says, return unto me and I will return unto you. If you return to the Almighty, then you shall be built up. You shall put iniquity far away from the tabernacle. Then shall you lay up gold as dust. Job 22, beginning from verse 21 to 26. If you return to the Almighty, you return to the Almighty. You return to the Almighty. 3 John verse 2. The Bible says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I have greater joy. I have no greater joy than to know that my children are walking in the light, even as thy soul prospereth. So the prosperity of your soul is what determines your overall prosperity in life. And what's the perspective of your soul? Walking in the truth. Walking in obedience to God's word. That's what he said in verse 3. That's so important. That God does not prosper you materially beyond your spiritual prosperity. And your spiritual prosperity requires that you are in fellowship. Can I hear your amen? For they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. They increase in spiritual strength. They increase in intellectual strength. They increase in physical strength. Every one of them that appears in Zion before the Lord. That's so important. I want you to please take note of this. It will bless your life beyond measure. Prosperity in this hard time is beyond just giving offerings. It's being planted by the riverside. It requires that you are planted by the riverside so you can maintain your greenness. This is a great time for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, never mind what has been your experience. It was only limited by your insight. Now that your insight is enlarging, the result will be enlarging the same time. Can I hear your loudest amen? Let me hear your loudest amen. There are forces of fertility in Zion. There are forces of prosperity in Zion. There are forces of security in Zion. Everything that you and I will ever need is available here. Can I hear your amen? Yes. Now he went on and said in Psalm 133, he said, how sweet and how pleasant is it for brethren to dwell together in unity. Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. He says, like the oil of ointment upon the head of Aaron that ran down his beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirt and to his garment. And he went on and said, as the dew of Hermon descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. There the Lord commanded the blessing. He commanded the blessing upon Zion. As the dew upon the mountains of Zion. As the dew upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing. That's God's word. So God, the house of God, is the place of his blessings. And if you want to maintain that blessing in these hard times, then please get connected and you'll experience it. Can I hear your loudest amen? Get connected and you'll experience it in the name of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 51 and verse 1 to 3. There's a river flowing here, amen? There's a river flowing here. A river flowing to cause you to flourish. Isaiah 51. Verse 1 to 3. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and unto the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bear thee, for I called them alone, and blessed them, and increased them. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, he shall comfort all our waste places. He will make a wilderness like Eden. The world is in the wilderness now. But he said, God will comfort Zion. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be heard in her, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. That's Zion. And how would they get there? Look to Abraham. Discover the steps he had to take. What did Abraham do? God told them where to be blessed. Get thee out of thy father's house, from thy kindred, into a place that I will show you, and I will make of thee there a great nation. How many can see the place God is showing right now? That is the place. A word from the Lord can transform your world altogether. Just one word from the Lord. One word. One word from the Lord in that fellowship. One word from the Lord in the temple. One word from the Lord from house to house. One word from the Lord. We just come ordinarily into your room. That turns everything around. Most extraordinary events came in ordinarily. They just come in ordinarily. and then just open up a fresh chapter in your life. I know that God has ordained our security in Zion for this time. I know that. That your possessions are waiting for you in Zion. Upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and God's people shall possess what? Their possession. What is your possession? Psalm 33 verse 18 and 19. The eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Psalm 33 verses 18 and 19. Upon them that hope in his mercy. And he said in verse 19, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. That's your possession. And he says, waiting for you in Zion. Upon Mount Zion there shall be what? Deliverance. And then what? Holiness. And God's people shall possess what? Their possessions. No matter the crookedness that goes through the world, it will not reach you. The pastor just showed me now the newspaper that showed a man who was duping everybody around. 54-year-old man. That man is in trouble now. 54-year-old going around town using names, opening bank accounts. Let me see the newspaper. Somebody gave it to me somewhere there. Amen. There shall be what? Holiness. No matter the crookedness and perverseness in the world, they will not mention your name there. The whole man, maybe he has a family. I don't know what kind of man it is. 54-year-old man arrested for diverting people's dividend warrants. That's his major career. He said, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. And what? Holiness. Your integrity will be impeccable in the midst of this crisis. People could be changing figures, borrowing money and running away. You will never be named with it. He said, and God's people shall possess their possession. Psalm 37 verse 18 and 19. What is your possession? He said, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And what happens? Their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Come and say, that's my inheritance. And he said, that inheritance is waiting for you in Zion. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. You maintain your integrity, no muddling up of accounts, no cutting corners, no playing out your partners in business. Operating the fear of the Lord. He said, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. And he said, that inheritance is waiting for you in Zion. Hear this. As the world begins to sell off their businesses for food, you will have enough to start buying them up. 1,000 may fall on your right and 10,000 on your left. With your eyes only, you will see them. They will never come near you. Can I hear your loudest amen? I said, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah that bear thee. I called him alone. When Abraham left the place he was called to be, he started going down. The Bible says, and Abraham went down to Egypt. And then God said, Abraham, what are you still doing here? Then he went up out of Egypt. And immediately, back to where God sent him to be, God began to enlarge him. In the days of Isaac, the Bible said that God told Isaac, you shall not go down to Egypt. Abide in this land. And Isaac stood there, and the Bible said the man went forward, he was strong, he became very great. And the Philistines envied him. In this hour of hardship, this nation, this continent, this world, we have enough reason to envy you. Can I hear your loudest amen? I'm glad therefore to say this, that this season of austerity is our hour of opportunity. In this family, this is our hour of opportunity. Please don't toil with these simple things we are hearing. That is where your destiny is. That is the security of your life. Don't ever toil with what will this ark do to me. I'm telling you what this ark will do to you. It is your guaranteed place of blessing. Don't you ever toil with it. in the name of Jesus Christ. God told Abraham, go to the place I've sent you, and there you will meet me. There I will be there, waiting for you. My blessing will be there waiting for you. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, whom thou causest to approach unto thee. When you are chosen to come, you are chosen to be blessed. So everyone that is gathering around God now, your hour of blessing has finally come. Your hour of blessing has finally come. Your hour of blessing has finally come. It's one thing to be busy. It's another thing to be blessed. Write it down. It's one thing to be busy. It's another thing to be blessed. If you are too busy to be blessed, you will end up a miserable person. It is not your busyness that matters. It is the blessings of the Lord that make it rich. And it adds no sorrow to it. There's a time for everything. I wish men would learn how to tight their time with God. Can I hear you say amen? I mean, a tight of your time with God. You have 24 hours a day. You tight your time with God. 2 hours. You tight your time with God. And watch the blessings hanging around God. David said 3 times a day I'm in prayers. Psalm 55 verse 17. And 7 times a day I'm in praise. Psalm 119 verse 164. And he was a king. A renowned king. A warrior. He was the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of his nation. And he was the president on the seat. And he had 10 sessions with God per day. And someone said, oh, I'm so busy. Sorry. What do you choose? To be blessed or to be busy? Your busyness is not equal to greatness. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes great. My prayer is that you are going to reorder your priority and know that God is not looking for you for anything but for you. It's all to bless you, not anybody else. It's all to bless you. Let me tell you my very humorous story. One of my teachers in those days said, look, if you want to be a preacher, be a preacher. If you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you want to be a student, be a student. I say, I'm sorry, I'm a full-time Christian and a part-time student. The full-time student and a full-time Christian and a part-time student. That's what I was. And I'm glad I have been that. Praise God. And that full-time Christian and part-time student is Chancellor of the leading university today in Nigeria. Where you come is what determines what encamp around you. I love to camp around Jesus. It's my reason for living. I have enough time. I may not have time for any other thing. I have time for him. I have enough time for him. When I grew up in secondary school, I had a little prayer group in the bush. Because I hated social gathering. I'm an antisocial person. I'm simply a spiritual man, just addicted to spirituality. So I had a prayer group. We used lantern to go to the bush to pray. When they gather together, you know, doing riddles and jokes, we go to do prayer and fasting. We pray, carry lantern and pray. When, by the time they close, we're also closed. So they are sleeping, dreaming bad dreams. We have having holy dreams from heaven. Amen. I mean, that's not yesterday. I'm talking to you about 1970, 1971. There was no calling near my life. I just love hanging around Jesus. It's a blessing to be planted by the riverside. It's a blessing to be planted by the riverside. I would have been surprised. I'm not saying what I'm saying now. I knew they were coming. I knew if you stand where I was standing, these things are coming. Your turn to be blessed is here. How many will create time for Jesus? Amen. That's where we are getting into. We are getting to the madness of fellowship. What do I call it? In fact, we lose respect if you are not there. I will even advise you to go to another church. Because it will be a liability here. If you are not going to be there, go to another church straight. That is where we have our ministry of covering over your life that can be effective. And I can tell you the same anointing is answering. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. as the Lord liveth, no member of this family will be a victim in this season. You will speak the correct language, you will think the correct thoughts, and you will reap the correct harvest. In this season of economy meltdown, is your season of make-up. In this season of recession, God is bringing you to supernatural multiplication. Whatever is happening to the world, you are going to be having the exact opposite positive experience in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet, everyone. Thank you, Jesus. Is somebody blessed here today? Lift up your two hands and bless the name of the Lord God of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. There was the ark of God in the house of Obed-Edom. It was there for only 3 months. And it began to make headline news. It was there for how many? 3 months only, and it began to make headline news. Every place that is open for this fellowship will make strange news on the headlines. David became envious of Obed-Edom. The king became envious of Obed-Edom because the ark of God was accommodated in his house. Every place open for this fellowship, presently and those that will be added, I decree the blessings of God. I will announce it to your world coming your way. In the name of Jesus. Please, and I want all those whose houses are being used for fellowship to understand this. That is the same ark in the house of Obed-Edom. The same way it brought blessings to the house of Obed-Edom, it must bring blessings to your house. It is not a donation. No. It's a covenant opportunity to be blessed. So every home, every business center, where this fellowship is holding and where it will be holding, I decree the Obed-Edom order of blessings in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Lord, I pray that everyone ministering in every location, the same unction on this commission, the breakthrough unction, the winning unction that we experience here in the temple, let it be the same order of experience in every center in the name of Jesus. Lord, in this hour of temptation, no one in this family shall fall into temptation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Take your Bibles up, read with me. Genesis 47. Genesis 47. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We read from Genesis 47. The Bible says, and when money failed in the land of Egypt, verse 15. Shall we read that together? And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Egypt, unto Joseph, and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. For the money faileth. Now look at verse 18. Let's read that again together. 18. When that year was ended, and they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, we will not hide it from thee, my lord, how that our money is spent, and my lord also has the herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord, but our bodies and our land. Verse 19. Wherefore shall we die before thy eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. And give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land be not desolate. Can you see that? Buy us. Ever say, buy us. People offer themselves to be bought. They offer themselves for sale. Now look at verse 27 of the same chapter. Let's read together, everybody. But Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew. The same time, they had possessions. Others were selling themselves. They dwelt in the same country. Everything in the same country. But in their own quarters. In their own quarters. They were not living in the midst of Egypt. They were in their own family. And they grew and multiplied exceedingly. This is the end time Goshen. The church of Jesus is the end time Goshen. Everyone dwelling there will make a difference. They dwelt in Goshen. They had possessions and grew and multiplied exceedingly in the midst of the Holocaust. That's Goshen. No, I'll never live in Egypt. I'm going to settle down in Goshen. I'm not going to stay with them. I will stay with my own family. I will stay with the family of God, covenant people. In the midst of this crisis, the Bible said Jacob sent his children to go the second time. And he said, take double money along. There was money to match. Wherever food was coming from, they could get it. They were buying food. They were importing food into the country. A family was importing food to the country. I've been young now, I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. Lift up your two hands. I refuse to be part of the problem. I refuse to share of this problem. I am here to make a difference. I have God on my side. I'm going to abide where He has commanded me to abide. I'm going to abide in the house of God. I will be planted in the house of God. I shall flourish in the courts of my God. I shall still bring forth fruit in old age. I shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright. Please pray in the spirit and commit yourself. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray in the spirit. Come on now. Pray in the spirit. Your case is different. Your case is different. My case is different. My case is different. My case is different. Hallelujah. My case is different. Hallelujah. Prophesy upon your life and your family. Your case is different. My case is different.